But there were.
So it's not going to help anyone. Pardon?
I was saying that it was sent to committee, and yes, then persons were allowed to make some recommendations for changes or inclusions, etc.
Which ICAP also did, and the Chamber of Commerce did, and others did.
Right, and I'm asking. Right, I'm asking if that element of it was raised, and,
right,
and what was the reaction to that? Because if that remains in there, even although it was brought to the
only persons that opposed it, the only person that opposed it.
The retention of it or opposed it being in their period?
Opposed this section about this 2 years and that sort of thing, and I explained that was Caswell Franklin. He's the only one. The others just had no comment really to make. You can actually go and look at the video because mm-hmm, actually have a video of the whole presentation.
Well. Yes.
Right, so my concern is that we are, and again, I'm assuming that this is the current one because that's the one that I just pulled down just in case it got changed. I went on their website, the BarbadosParliament.com website. I downloaded the version, I believe it's the current version, that they are passing. And I'm just disappointed that the loopholes to protect guilty persons remain there and that the law then will protect them forevermore. Well, until they die, I suppose. But once they can get past those 2 years, and it usually takes a while because it's usually found out in the audit. So it may take a year or two before you actually find out that some bribery has occurred. Mm-hmm. So all the person has to do is retire, wait 2 years, and get to keep it all. Or they can tell the person, well, just pay me, and I'll retire now, and you pay me the bribe in 2 years. Whatever they want to do. But the thing is that these loopholes should not be there. And especially they're so glaring. So I'm just concerned. And I've done all I could within trying to communicate with the Senate and the House. And it's already gone public. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let me just bring it here as well. And hopefully with your influence, you can maybe ask them, just have another look at it.
Yes, Section 65.4.
Look at 32.5. Mm-hmm. Those are glaring loopholes for guilty persons to enjoy the bribery
immunity.
Proceed. That's it. I said it legalizes bribery in Barbados. Wow. It protects the guilty persons once they can get past those 2 years. And as I said, it takes about 2 years before you find it out in the public service anyway. So,
you know what? You know what makes me smile? In some countries, you hear about somebody being brought to justice 15 years later and 40 years later. And I'm like,
right,
are you serious?
That will never happen here with this law. Right, because that's what you find them out later. Because someone eventually develops a conscience. Maybe the person that gave the bribe becomes a Christian, you know, and he realizes that his master now is not who he thought he was. His master is now the Lord God who is judging him at the end of the age. And therefore, to avoid that judgment, he decides, I'm going to come clean while I'm on the earth. Mm-hmm. And he spills the beans, but if he spills the beans in Barbados, after 2 years, the person has gotten off. And therefore, you're spilling the beans, you are charged with defamation of character. Mm. Because the law is very clear, an inquiry or investigation shall not be commenced
after
2 years.
Yeah.
That is a glaring loophole. So I'm hoping that the powers that be just find it in their heart to let's not do this.
Okay.
Right? Let's not just pass a law because we want to comply
because we
with something
get there,
internationally.
Yeah. Because
right?
we
let's
want
make it
to...
meaningful for us.
Yes, of course.
Let it help us in Barbados.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Granville. That's
okay.
Useful.
But I was going to talk about Little Rick too, but let him go.
You can say quickly. Yeah. We do have a full board, but go quickly.
Yeah, no, I'll let someone else get in on that one there.
Okay. You don't want to get backlash. I must say, the WhatsAppers are like going crazy. I have a whole host of persons who have commented that some people are saying, leave him. He's just a performer. One or two persons say that the caller prior to yourself, she would have misconstrued what Mr. Green was saying because he was using that in jest just to, you know, make the point even more bold. And a couple others here. If a song is going to determine what young people are going to be, I really feel for the country. Different thoughts are coming out. So anyway, thank you so much, Granville Phillips, number two, for sharing that perspective on the public life bill, integrity and public life bill. You're on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon. We're going until 2 p.m. It's actually 1:17 p.m.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm well. Your phone sounds a little far away. You probably have me on speaker. I would appreciate if you were to.
More Bluetooth.
Oh, you're driving a...
even though I'm Bluetooth, I have a lot of dogs.
You better. Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes, sir.
You know, the interesting thing about this debate that is going on with Lyric, that I am wondering if Lyric knew that the song would be banned, but he was also testing the market to prove a point.
No, because how could he think the song, not think that the song, it's not to be banned? The song was released on YouTube. He knows it's not going to be played on air.
Right,
on local air.
I talk about radio stations, etc. And I am wondering if he's testing the market. Because, you know, it's a strange thing. I keep saying that we have to be very careful that we are not using the Rasta language in this country.
That we're not using what?
What I call the Rasta language. You know, the Rasta has a way of saying good meaning bad and bad meaning good. You didn't pick that up.
I know what you mean by Rasta language. Sorry. I think I know. Yeah, man. I know. Irby. Man, now, man.
And also about sad and glad and bad and good.
Oh, you know, okay. Yes, I've heard that before. Yes, me, no, no, me, yes, kind of.
Yeah. And you see, we have to be careful why I say we have to be careful? Because I don't think that song was released for people like yourself and I. And I believe that song was released targeting a younger group of people who is now accustomed to that culture. And it is rather frightening because once it is ingrained, that is the future generation that we have to worry about. And if that is the accepted language and the accepted thing in society, we really have to be very, very, very careful if that is where we are. I don't know what is your opinion on it, but
I've chosen I haven't said anything about the song, and it's simply because I heard it this weekend, and I actually heard commentary on it first before I heard the song. So I went and I listened to the song. I went and listened to it on YouTube.
Somebody sent it to my phone.
Oh, I didn't get that, and I thought
I couldn't believe it was a song.
I thought, whoa, this is rough. This is wild. And then I actually saw the title on it and it said raw version. And I heard that it was released last year and it was the normal version and it was well received.
You want to hear something?
Mm-hmm.
Lyric is in for $1 million selling.
Most likely, because it's going to get downloaded because of all the commentary and the feedback.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
People are going to respond to it. So my thought, and this is my personal thought, I'm very conscious that there are different artists for different audiences. And the lyric that I listened to 20 years ago when he first sang How Do Youths Get So? How Do Youths Get So? It wasn't even a song. Yeah?
Lisa, you have just struck the nail right. Because you heard what you said? 20 years ago, he was questioning how the youth got so. And today, he's showing you where the youth are.
Right. Good point. So I'm just simply saying that when Lyric puts out those songs, you said it just now, they're not for everybody. But people, there's another argument there that says, but you are an icon in Barbados. You are highly looked up to by a lot of the youth. Why would you choose a song like that? And I say it wasn't for that audience. And you just said it was for the younger people who, but I don't want my 10-year-old son to be listening or singing that type of song. He's forbidden to use those words, and therefore that song would not. I wouldn't want him to sing that song.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You say you don't want to. Is the singer what you would do?
I would tell him stop it.
When you tell him that and they don't do it, what you would do?
He would get scolded. Beating is not the option. No, take away privileges. That's what I use as a mother. In this 2020, unfortunately, I can't use what my parents used on me as a form of punishment.
So tell me something.
It doesn't work.
Why why is it right that you thought what your parents did on you was good?
Sorry. Because the 20 years ago application is irrelevant for 20 years later.
You normally.
And I'm notice. I'm saying application and not intention, because the intention was to teach, to train up. I'm saying the spring bag or the cuckoo stick or the belt, and I can't go further. Those other things that I might have benefited from or experienced, I don't think I would use on my child, and I've chosen not to myself, nor my husband would choose to do so.
Tell me something, did you enjoy or the ball?
Of course, I was a very violent teenager. You don't want to know me, man. I will beat you.
You sure you could beat ghosts and that?
I will respond to you, you know. But thank you so much for calling. We have a full board. Let's hear what the other people have to say on this matter and others. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I call it about the low rate issue, right? Mm-hmm. White people don't lay off a low rate. Lyric isn't telling a lie.
I don't think people are laying on him. I think people should have their perspective.
Listen, I listen to Talk Your Talk, or whoever Talk is last thing, on 107 or something like that.
Okay.
That whole program up on lyric. People need to ease off a lyric. Lyric isn't insinuating any kind of violence. He's speaking the brutal truth. And there's a problem. He is talking directly to people. And the people who he's talking to are hurting the feelings. That's the bottom line. Now watch it. The reason why things are the way are in the community, the way how children are in the community, the reason why music have a negative impact on people in the community, because they're not real men in the community. Mm-hmm. Real men in the community refuse to stand up. These days, people will be like, nah, I ain't saying anything to you because you might have father might want to beat me and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I just talk to children on a daily basis. To say that you can't talk to the youngsters, that's a lie.
Yeah, you can't talk to them.
That's a lie. You could talk to the youngsters. You could talk to them. When you talk to the older folks, right? The older folks will say, you can't say anything to me. It's a big man to you. That is the wrong attitude. The other day, I was setting up my business. And they see two fellas passing down with dogs. And a fella shout, I want to donut this side. He wants to my feet. These fellas here come with me. We're a cute one. They fellas, they say, for real? I say, hey, youngster, come here, man. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me holler at you. What saints you got, mate? When you sitting down in jail for what reason? You ain't getting, you hungry? You killed that man and still hungry? He died hungry, so you trying to tell me then you go to jail, you can be hungry, then your family got to support you in jail and them hungry too, so tell me what I make.
Consequential thinking is what you're guiding them towards.
He's a Rastaman. You ain't lying, you know. You right, but somebody got to talk to them, they won't listen either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, Adrian Green is right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Adrian Green right for me. I write my own music too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I do a lot of performances and stuff like that. People out there are hungry for positive music. I think lyric song is very positive. Just because it calls two curse words in it. Two curse words.
It
having two curse words repetitive.
Right, so if I put one scoop of sugar, it's only one scoop of sugar, but you put one scoop of sugar in an ounce of water, that's what? Enough sex of sugar though.
Control over house and children. I'm an artist, right? I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son is 23 and a son is 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever my 8-year-old daughter gets into my car, I never change my music. If it is edited or unedited, she knows the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
She does not. She will come and say to me, Daddy, XYZ at school said XYZ. And I'd be like, what the body say? You know that song you're playing in the car? Mm-hmm. You call it one in words. Oh, was it a good word? All right, no problem. Because I train my children not to say certain things. That is music. Musicians have a right to express themselves however they feel like. And as much people talking, when somebody frustrate them, they're going to play that lyric song for them.
Or enact the lyric the lyric version in a different way according to their circumstance.
You know what I'm saying?
So you agree with me then that you agree with me then that the song is built for specific singers, performers. You say you perform
for everybody
for particular audiences.
No, that song built for everybody. When lyrics,
sir,
no lyrics,
I don't use the words that are in the song.
No, you won't use the words that are in the song, but there's a lot of phrases in there you use.
Like what? I couldn't find much phrases. I'll be honest with you. It was replete with one phrase.
You're trying to tell me, right? You're trying to tell me at some point in the time you tell yourself, you know what? I ain't taking a talk for anybody. I want action. This is what's going down.
I try my best. I'm engaging you deliberately because I feel like. And I have chosen not to respond with the perspective that the song is perpetuating or is purporting many, many years ago. I've chosen not to respond that way because that way is not the way that I follow anymore.
What we need to do, though, right? Instead of focusing on people's music and stuff like that, we focus on we household, right?
Yeah.
We teach you household is right from is wrong. Mm-hmm. We say what we want in our place. We want for what we don't want. Okay. You understand?
Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of speeches, not dragging out. I couldn't even get off the phone so that somebody else could call, right? But let me tell you something, right? Mm-hmm. I was listening to the Arrow Walton Barrow stuff, all the events that was going on and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the time Arrow Barrow left being Prime Minister of Barbados, mm-hmm. every single administration, and I repeat it, every single administration did not see it fit to preserve anything of, when I say anything, I talk about his house. Mm-hmm. Because I could take you someplace and show you a little museum. I could show you a museum. I mean, like, I can't pick you up right now and carry you and show you a museum with Arrow Barrow Barrow, different paintings and pictures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of memorabilia, right?
Yeah.
But there's not one. If I take my daughter on a tour, I took my daughter around this island many times. I said, "Sweetie, did we go for a drive?" She said, "Yeah, Daddy, we go sightseeing." And I have on a regular basis, I tell my daughter, "Arrow Walton Barrow does not have a house that we can go look at, but there's a George Washington house, and there's some of every other house, right? Mm-hmm. Some of every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they never, and every administration." Broke almost every single rule, or almost every moral
ideology
that Walton Barrow put down and his envision for us. So none of them have the authority to call his name in any kind of way. None of them.
Okay.
What do you think
I want you to call me back. I'm going to end our call now. Simply because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We
That's
have seven
okay.
calls.
I get off.
But
Dennis
thank
Johnson
you so much.
Got my number, though. Dennis Johnson and them fellas in there got my number.
Thanks so much for sharing your perspective. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. We have a raging WhatsApp and a raging board. I'll go to the board. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
You know, Chet is like saying one of the best songs ever written. Be a Johnson. Don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very disappointed. Man, I'm going to put this conversation on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody listening to my voice today, from the pastors, the politicians, the teachers, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of fast about a song that lyrics sing. Because I'm not using somebody going to fight me and say it's not real double on tongue drum. But you want to hear something, ma'am? That song playing on Starcom. Ma'am, Starcom and the Nation newspaper is the two most powerful media outlets in Barbados. I think the bigger problem 2 studies ago. But the hamburger. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe can't be receivers, man.
I think people are entitled to share their view though, whether they like something or don't like it. You don't think so?
I agree. But to me, if we got a problem with our song, let me deal with the whole issues.
Okay.
And let me bring little substance. Because I can ask you a question. I asked a police officer.
I have plans for him, and I hope that he becomes a man of God, serving the Lord and taking care of his family and his nation and being a good contributor to society. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to
good
you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Mrs. Gill.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 things to raise here, mm-hmm. but the gentleman, he got lost somewhere.
Yeah, he seems to have dropped out.
All right, I didn't hear this song, so I can't talk about this song. But I hear you mention that How the Youth Get So wasn't a song, is it?
No, I was taking the gentleman back to 20 years ago. I used to sing parents nowadays, like the turning idiot, sipping coke, sipping rock. A good friend of mine the other day, and you play. I used to recite that like a like a boss when I was a child.
You can't remember the lyrics.
But it is. I remember the lyrics, but it's not. I was saying that it wasn't a song. Song. It was more a chant than anything else. That's really what I meant. Not that it's not a song.
Well, it was a dub song because you started in singing dub, but it is the youks nowadays are a ton of idiot. Like,
I know the words. I know the words. I'm very aware.
Just know. And then he had a repeat, but I think it was Ninja Man.
Yes.
That, the late Ninja Man. Yes. So he don't know how the youth get, so yes. We know why he was saying that, you know?
Yeah.
So Lyric, to me, he had a... he had a name. He said he was the Chihuahua. You know, he had changed names over time.
He still does. Chihuahua right. Businessman, all
right, Chihuahua
things.
Businessman. So you hear that? He's mm-hmm. a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
don't
he certainly
expect
is.
Him to be, mm-hmm. you know, a role model.
That's
I never had
job.
Him to be one. I heard him in a jingle, and I think he asked somebody if there's a Ram Gord or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in an ad that was coming through on this station, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So... did Mr. Cameron say he's just testing the parameters?
Okay.
I think he's been testing it now for a long time, and he see how far he could get. Anyhow,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you this question. I got two more points after this one, and get to them quickly. I want to ask you, what is a Christian?
Sorry?
I'm trying to ask you, what is a Christian in your definition?
Oh, Christian got different meanings, but for me, is a believer, a person who believes in Christ.
Mm. Well, you know the philosopher Bertrand, I think he's Bertrand Russell, you know. Right, you know him?
No, I don't know him.
Right. I heard him on it, and he said that a Christian is simply just a decent or, let's say, a good person.
Right. And you agree with him?
Well, I understand to that effect. I got that. I could see that is the aim, right? All I was saying long ago that all a Christian is, and in my experience, that all a Christian is a human being.
Right. So that's if you agree with Bertrand Russell.
I know. Yes, I could agree with him, and I know in my experience, I know that all that is all a Christian seem to be aiming for. Other than that, they're just practicing religion, right?
Well, you really lost, then.
To define
a Christian that way, you are really not.
You see, no?
You're not defining
you,
it
the
right
one,
way.
Right? He's one.
No. I think one of the fundamental elements of what a Christian is a person who subscribes to Christ. And I don't know if you remember the story with Nicodemus where
mm-hmm.
he asked Jesus, how do you become born again? Do you go mm-hmm. back in your mother's womb? And Jesus said, no, you become a new creation and stuff like that. So that's what gives you... the DNA of Christ, which is why you get the term a believer in Christ, which you get the term Christian. So it can't be a human being, because any human being, then all human beings then will be called Christian. What was the purpose?
And you see, Lisa, this is why I would say that you is a religious person, because
okay.
that's being religious that you're talking about. But all a Christian could be is a human being.
Okay.
And when it's a human being, I'm using human being in the social context.
I wouldn't know what you're using it. I only know what a human being is the Homo sapien, which is a person who was born
from
another mammal of a human being.
All right, I should have explained myself. I ain't mean just man or a person.
I wouldn't know what you mean if you don't explain yourself to me.
The developed, refined human being, the cultured human being, right?
Okay.
Because everybody that said is a human being is not really cultured, but the system give it to once you're born and you're man and you're human, right? Born in and you're practicing the culture. But I'm talking about the real cultured human being.
Right.
I think understand what Bertrand Russell mean in that context.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, a lot of Christians out there are self-righteous and hypocrites, right? And it's only recently I had an experience with one that called himself a Sabbath day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me that I had to get back to you on that day because, you know, you raise it in your book. He actually said that all the Sunday worshippers going to hell. I mean, self-righteous. Don't get flustered because I think that is ignorance talking, right? He told me he don't know, little children know with the Sabbath. But I don't know if I Sabbath there because I was telling him that if not for the pagans starting with Sunday, you wouldn't know part number seven. It's got to do with name. That Sabbath have nothing to do with what was in Genesis. Because to me, it is a convention, meaning that you have to agree. That's all we can agree upon a day. That is the convention. That's the church. So therefore, Sunday people, and to me, what they practice on Saturday is actually Judaism. You know, come out to the religion or the tradition of Judaism. So Christianity really is based on the thing. You know it better than me. The resurrection or something.
I'm at this stage listening to you because you said you were explaining, so I'm just listening.
Right. So the Sunday thing is actually Christianity, more Christianity. And I said to people that Jesus was not a Christian. Jesus was a Jew. But Christianity is based on Jesus. And a lot of people don't understand that, right?
Okay.
But I will leave that and come back to that and next time and move on to this one that I want to make clear, right? I was talking and you know what's being romantic? Hello?
I'm still here.
You're still listening to me? Yeah, to answer your question, if you know what's being romantic, you're definitely.
Just get to your point, though. We have 7 callers.
I tell a guy that I was romantic, and he actually said to me that I want sex.
All right, thank you so much for your call. This is Dr. Brass Stacks.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay, I can make my points quick, because sharp for time is right. Now, I heard there was a statement sometime on the radio, as you saw. Advertise a lot. A gentleman said that the education system, because of certain things, mm-hmm. if it come to this, the education system or what we were thinking or doing for education have been wasted. Now, I really tending to agree with it because, listen to me, right? Mm-hmm. Lyric song first thing. Some gentleman called and said that he ain't promoting violence in it. But, you know, one thing breeds the next. For instance, if you say, tell a man he ugly, he can want to tell you uglier than he can want to tell about something else. And who get the best word and who feel more embarrassed don't want to fight. That's how violence has come about.
Mm-hmm.
The words that in the written song, despite the person trying to say it, are repetitive and it's only two particular words,
mm-hmm.
it's like, how can you be educated and not know that this will cause a flare of war? And then a big former minister will come and say something like trying to defend it, about testing the waters. I cannot believe it for true. Especially in our society now where we are trying to promote more betterness. That's the best word I could find. Because I don't really want to call in the other word. They're trying to go to the lowest form of
betterness.
Listen to me, right? Listen to me. You know why I say that? For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about the education system has failed us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would understand that better than the right word to use. You understand what I'm trying to say? So
clearly,
listen to this here now.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in mine. When Lyric decide to do that song, he must have known mm-hmm. they can cause this. Bitch is right.
You remember a couple years ago when a guy sang a song worse than that?
Yes. But what got me puzzled, right? What got me puzzled is this. How can you not know that use morals of society, right?
Mm-hmm.
We in our society have a certain standard that we tend to try to look up to. When you use those type of words and that type of fuss at whatever you're trying to promote, you should know for yourself that it's not going to be accepted. And all those persons who believe there's nothing wrong with it and talk about artistic expression, listen to me, right? They're using a new word they're calling grave diggers, mole technicians. It means that they ain't grave diggers anymore? It's a matter, that's what I'm with the education system. It really failing for truth because when you can come and see that use this artist's expression, there is certain morals still that you cannot have bypassed, knowing that it's not going to be accepted. They have certain people in the community that you will offend. Even the churches, you are offending them. You want to tell me? So somebody come and say also to that, it wasn't played for a particular audience. We want to tell me that we're on a different planet? What planet are we on?
Well, I actually believe that it was for a different audience.
But listen to my dear,
everybody. Like I don't listen to all music.
It wasn't for every
audience.
Okay, but my last part is this: somehow or the other, everything on Facebook gets filters out in normal society, whether here or any other party world. So it would attach us some form or the other sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the part now with the hanging part. That they're trying to talk about, right? I wonder if they don't start to find some places to talk about this already. When these find these people guilty, are they going to wait the next 7 years and say, 7 more years pass so we don't find a place to execute them? I want to start building some place now. So when the first exercises come up, they start the ball rolling, they go to the last all what they got to do. Okay. Exhaust whatever. If they get away with it, with that, get away with it. But once someone get away with it, I don't want to hear, or it takes 7 more years, and the excuse is that. So okay. Somebody look for some place to do this execution and let me get on with the matter.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is Don't Brass Stacks.
Good afternoon, Miss Lisa. How are you
doing? Good afternoon, sir. I'm doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Miss Lisa, I have already carried back the detail things. I like flowing again. They don't care what floor do me, I laugh in them. I ain't laughing them. Mm. Did you still got to learn how to treat customers? While it was there, another lady brought back in her work too. Mm. I only God know how many more people care about them things. They're gonna learn how to treat customers, man. I like flowing again, Miss Lisa, so thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Dr. Brass Stats. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good afternoon. You're
good
on
afternoon.
The air. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, this is Mohammed Nassar.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
Your family are doing well too, I hope.
Yes, all is well.
You know that there are people who talk about high-end to Barbados and so, which I would not support nor disapprove if they came back. But this is what I want to ask. In the time of slavery, they were killing people left, right, and center. And it extends slavery for over 450 years because the people were afraid to die. You really believe if they bring back high-end that this country will be as violent as it is? I don't think so. I think that it will change a bit. And I'm saying we still have killings. The next thing, though, I want to ask is this. Do you understand that the only race in the world that always talk about heaven and hell and serving God is basically black people?
I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time with other races, but I know I do talk about heaven and hell and serving God.
No, I'm not saying that. This is what I said. The only people that always talking about serving God and heaven and hell is merely black people. Right. No human being on earth can serve God. That include you and me. God created the universe. We don't care what we call the creator. There's a creator. He created the universe. And he put people in here, put people in this universe, and give them all kind of knowledge and development and so on. This world has never missed a human being. This earth has never missed a human being yet. And what we do, before we support each other, look out for each other and help each other. We're talking about dying and coming back and being burned up in hell. And we ain't understand it. That the major fact about life everlasting is your genetic development. You're talking about your children you have. You cannot die. I keep trying to get into black people's head that they do not die. Once your genes live in, and somebody has just come from you, you can't die. So here we have a problem in Barbados. Where are these religious leaders? And partly all of them. I'm not going to say all, because I don't want to, that I believe they're really committed. They are trying to frighten black people with heaven and hell. And every week they want as much money as they can get for their children and themselves. And something got to be done.
I can't share your view on that one.
No, I didn't ask you, nor nobody on this earth.
But I'm telling you my
views.
I'm telling you my views, and I don't
share yours neither, so no problem.
I'm telling you my perspective.
I know that the majority of religious people in this country are
want
dealing
people to
with
feel
money.
Have, right, so. Huh? So right, so let me share my view.
Yeah.
They will have some people who are after money, who are also religious. That's fine,
yeah.
Fine and dandy.
Religious.
There will be some blacks, there will be some whites, there will be many people who talk about God. Mm-hmm. I don't spend a lot of time with other races, but I do watch programming which show me other races who also talk about God and about heaven and hell. And there are many people on this planet who believe that there's life after death of the physical body. I can share your view that your spirit doesn't die, your soul doesn't die, but your body does.
No, your genes don't die.
Dust to dust, you go from dust to dust. That's how we were created, and that's how we go back to earth.
Yeah, but I don't mean that, because an intelligent person like you or myself and the other intelligent people in this country cannot continue to accept.
But you're not unintelligent if you believe or don't believe in God, you know. There are intelligent people who believe that there's God, and there are unintelligent people who believe that there's God.
But I ain't told you don't believe in God, you know. I am telling you that intelligent people cannot continue to teach foolishness about heaven and hell to people who are struggling and suffering, and the oppressors of the people are concentrating on how much wealth they can get, mm-hmm. how much can left for their fellow citizens, which will be left for their grandchildren and great grandchildren and things like that. That's what I'm saying.
And I hear, I hear you.
More than anybody else about this can believe in God. I don't call God God. I call it Jehovah. I don't call it Jehovah. I call it the Creator. Okay. Whatever it is. Now, I heard you said one thing, too, that God is a man. How would you know that?
I said that God came as a man when he came as Jesus.
Yeah, but how you know that?
Because I read it in the Bible.
Oh, see. So everything written in the Bible, you believe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lock, stock, and barrel, man.
Okay. There's a book.
I'm very serious.
I get one for you.
I see it as the infallible word of God. And that's on what I base my belief.
The only word of God is the Bible?
The only written word of God is the Bible, yes.
So I mean the Torah and the written word of God?
I don't believe it, no.
Right. So you know the people now with the Torah, which is the Jews, do not believe the Bible, the written
that's
word of God.
All right, that's fine.
So we have a confused.
No, it's not confused. That's why he said to the gentleman earlier when he was talking about lyrics song. To each his own. There's some people who are going to believe. Some people think that that's an audience for them. That the song was written for a specific audience. Well, so be it. There's some people who will listen and enjoy the song, and then there's some people who would not like it. There's some people who will go to church and sit down and receive the presence of God, and then there's some people who will be there dumb and like. What just happened here? There are different people who will receive different things.
Well, just a minute. I know you're a very intelligent woman.
I don't think I'm intelligent. I don't think I'm intelligent.
Articulate, bright woman. I can ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Should anyone believe in something unless they check other things that relate to the same thing?
I think yes. That's what faith is.
Well, faith is don't matter if it's right or wrong.
Man, you can put words in my mouth or however you want to put it. I believe. I, Lisa Gale, believe that there is a God, that he is, just let me finish, that he is the creator. I believe that he inspired 40 men to produce this Bible that I read, and I believe every word in there.
40 men?
40 men.
Millions of men to write millions of brilliant and important things on the earth.
Yes, but I'm talking about the Holy Bible.
Nothing, huh?
I'm talking about the Holy Bible. The inspired.
Holy Bible? The Holy Scriptures. Any scripture that every human being that said they believe in the religion committed to a God.
Right. So now, sir, we're going to come back. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about this my next time. We're going to share a little bit more on our perspectives. I'm going to let the next person take. I don't want him to go without hearing me. So thank you so much for calling. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Gill.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ms. Africa already solved that problem with the Bible already. She told that it was done at Princeton University. Anyway, I called him about you and Mr. Kelman. You know what I mean? You and Mr. Kelman. I said exactly what was on my mind.
Which so Kelman? We had two Kelmans already for the day.
The from St. Lucie.
Okay.
Right. Yes, I was thinking about that song, how the youth get so.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking up, they don't know about the partner flight or flight sick, but they know about the medic. I was wondering if the Rick could find any way of mixing these two songs. That song, this one, is letting you see how they've come. Because it's a real analysis of what used to be and what is.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to tell you?
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that was running through my mind. When I heard you talking, and say yes. Matter of fact, if anybody. But I can't hear me saying yes in the background. I was recording two of you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. It would be nice if Rick could mix those two songs and let the youth see what it was. That song how the youth gets already remarked memories. I remember my days of playing Neil Young cricket and fishing my house and stuff like that. But they don't know that. A lot of them don't know. I was shocked a few years ago. I saw a couple of fellas. Pitching marbles. But first, I got across my mind. I hope they're not gambling. They're just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish it would be mixed those two and let you see what used to be and what is. Anyway, have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. One more call. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is a compliment. I only want to tell you that
what you are saying is true. Let no man despise thy youth, as Paul told Timothy, and keep up the faith. You are on solid ground. You believe the infallible word, and I admire you for standing your ground. Don't let no man despise your youth.
Thank you much for calling.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our brass tacks. Much appreciated. We have had several callers. We are now at the end. Yes, we do see another call, but we wouldn't be able to take that because the music is telling us that we have to go. Thank you to our WhatsApp family. You have shared admirably quite a bit on the different scenarios, whether it relates to the standpipes or to the lyric song or to the Albara deliberations over the last few days. I thank you so much for sharing your perspectives. Barbados is indeed a special place. It has special people. Let us love and care for each other. We look forward to another engaging time with you in 2 weeks. And I hope that in the meantime, Michelle Braffitt takes care of herself, and as I will try as well, and that the Brass Tacks family would continue to take care of you. It's been my pleasure. Lisa Gale, down to Brass Tacks.